All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our weekly radio conference. This week, and in fact today, the big battle on the floor of the Senate is over stem cell research. And while we are working on stem cell issues, the Senate will also be continuing to work on appropriations. With regard to the stem cell issue, we'll be having three votes later this afternoon in the Senate. The first vote is on H.R. 810, which would allow federal funding on excess embryos from in vitro fertilization procedures, and is expected to be the most highly contested bill of the three that we will vote on. I intend to vote against the bill, not because I don't support stem cell research. I'm a strong supporter of stem cell research, but I believe that we should not begin basically creating embryos for the purpose of destroying them and using them for research. And although this bill is written in a way that it doesn't imply that that's what it would do, there is a pretty strong consensus that that is what it would incentivize throughout the research community. There are two other bills that we will be voting on, however, that will help significantly. The first is Senate Bill 2754, the Alternative Pluripotent Stem Cell Therapy Enforcement or Enhancement Act, which would allow funding for research into alternative stem cell research, meaning stem cells that are not derived from embryos. And secondly, the Fetus Farming Prohibition Act, which would prohibit the creation of embryos for the sole purpose of embryonic stem cell research. Ultimately, in our society, we're going to have to find the right common ground here where we are able to go ahead with stem cell research for the significant advances that it can provide to us in medicine, but do so in a way that does not incentivize the creation of embryos for the purpose of farming them for later research. And I believe that we can find that right common ground. With that, I'm going to stop and throw it open for questions. And first on my list today is Dave Plourd. Dave?
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
That's an interesting subject, but I've got another question.
There are other issues, too.
Yeah. We've heard from both Wyoming and Idaho that they are experiencing some huge cutbacks in highway funding this year. I guess the question that is, I thought that was a trust fund. Is that being used to offset deficits in other budgets or programs?
You know, Dave, I'm surprised to hear that as well, because the highway funding is separate and distinct from the annual appropriations process, and it is part of the highway bill, to my knowledge. And it is funded separately through a trust fund. And so what I'm going to have to do is look into that, because although it is a separate funding, there may be a process by which certain parts of it are annually appropriated. And one of the things that I know goes on is that Congress does not allocate the entire trust fund and saves some of it back for spending on other issues, which I've been fighting for years here. And it may be that some of that other spending that Congress kind of holds back is what could be going into highway funding if we were able to better control the spending appetite here in Congress. But I'm just speculating right now. I apologize. I don't have a good answer for that, but I will check into it.
Okay.
All right. Next is Bill Scott. Bill?
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's some talk about raising the minimum wage. Can you bring us up to date on what, if anything, will happen on that legislation?
Yes, there is consistently a discussion here about raising the minimum wage. Senator Kennedy in particular has minimum wage proposals that he constantly seeks a way to find an avenue for to bring forward as an amendment to any of the bills that are on the Senate floor. In addition to that, there is a minimum wage proposal from a Republican, Mike Enzi, which is about half the size of the proposal that Senator Kennedy is seeking, but also contains some tax relief for small businesses. And that's the one that I would support. What we find with regard to minimum wage proposals standing alone is that they actually increase the cost of doing business for small businesses and result in reduction of jobs nationwide. So although some people benefit by getting a wage increase, others lose by losing a job. And it's those kinds of jobs that are at the lower end of the wage scale that are generally lost. So what we try to do is balance that off with a tax cut for the small business community that helps essentially pay for the cost of the wage increase and reduce the loss of employment. And those two bills have been debated here on the Senate floor in one context or another several times, and I wouldn't be surprised to see another effort to look at both of those. And right now, in the past, neither one has had the support to win and move forward because the proponents of each have been unwilling to reach a compromise.
What do you say to the people who are these minimum wage earners now who are sitting here going, you know what, you guys in Congress have given yourselves plenty of raises and you won't raise the minimum wage?
Well, you know, Congress, along with other federal...
Although Congress doesn't give themselves a raise, I mean,
yeah.
I realize that, uh-huh. But you've had raises and they haven't, I guess is the question.
Well, the first point is that the minimum wage is the starting wage, and the reality for the vast majority of American workers is that they have gotten wage increases. In fact, the average wage increase over the last few years has been a significant one in the United States. Those minimum wage jobs are usually starting jobs, and people who go into those jobs usually move up the wage scale along with everyone else in society, and that leaves jobs opening at the starting level again for others who are getting their first jobs and moving into it. And so then it becomes a question, frankly, of whether we want to reduce the volume of jobs and increase that starting wage, or whether we want to have a greater number of starting jobs at a little bit lower wage. And that's just the way the economics of it work. And that's why I support the proposal to have a lower level of increase coupled with a tax reduction for the small businesses who will be the ones who have to reduce employment if we impose that additional cost on their system.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Jason Ford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Back to the stem cell issue, you had talked about one that you would vote against and another trying to find a common ground. How would, I guess, is it somewhere between what the president wants and what Congress is pushing for right now that you would look for a good settlement in between the two, or is it more towards the president's side, or which side?
Well, at this point, I'm more on the president's side, although there are increasingly becoming opportunities for research into stem cells in ways that do not utilize embryos that have been created for the purpose of research. For example, the other bill that I mentioned, S-2754, goes beyond what the president has proposed and creates a small expansion, but a meaningful expansion into stem cell research that goes into umbilical cord research and things like that, where they are not actually utilizing an embryo. And so The president's policy, I believe, is the starting point. We then find other alternatives as we move forward, and I believe the president himself would be supportive of amending his proposal as we move forward, as we find ways to reach that common ground. The bottom line is that we don't want to create a system in our society in which embryos are created for the purpose of destroying them and doing research. And we have opportunities to proceed without taking that step, and that's where I think we ultimately need to end up.
Okay, thanks.
All right, next is Samantha.
Actually, it's Buffy Nalen again.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I wanted to follow up from last week. I asked you about what's happening with student loans.
Yes, I did check into that, by the way, and I found out that, as you probably know, the rates for student loans increased. They're not increasing as a result of what this Congress is doing, but they did increase on July 1st due to changes in the student loan program that were enacted back in 2002. And these changes were actually not the result of action by Congress, but Congress increased the grant aid numbers to students. And the bottom line is that the interest rate is what has gone up, but the level of the amount of loans and the level of loans is being increased. And so while at the same time we are seeing the number of loans and the amount of loans increasing, we are also seeing the interest rate on loans keep pace, as is required by the law for student loans, as the interest rates for the society go up. When the Fed increases the interest rate, then that triggers adjustments across our economic spectrum on different aspects of programs that Congress administers, and that is also the case with student loans. Now, one could argue, and I suspect that that's the point you were making, that that students should be exempt from the adjustments on interest rate matters. And certainly that's a valid argument, but it gets back to the same kind of thing that we were talking about with regard to the minimum wage earlier, and that is if we don't allow small incremental adjustments on interest rates as the economy evolves, then we would have to have either a smaller number of students getting the loans or smaller amounts of the loans given to each student. And so it's just a trade-off that Congress has made, and the interest rates that the students get still is a good rate in comparison to the economic rates charged out in the general economy.
And then a follow-up question. So then by that logic, then, does that mean if they're down, then the rates are down?
I'm sorry, could you ask the question again?
So if I'm understanding what you told me, so does that mean that if the rates go down, the interest rates go down, then the student loan interest rates would also go down to follow?
That's my understanding, is that the rates would adjust, but I can check into that and be certain and try to be sure I give you a more significant or a more firm answer on that.
Great.
All right. Let's see. Anybody else got another question? I think that goes through my list.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to everybody next week then.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.